So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kiso Harishon, Uva Hasheni Umatze Magula B'lo Kiso Hasheni Chayev. In a case of a Bershal Shnei Shutfen, a pit jointly owned by two people. The first owner used and covered the pit and left. The second owner then came and found the pit uncovered, and he did not cover it. The second owner is Chayev because he knew that the pit was uncovered. And the first owner is Potter because he did not know that the pit was uncovered. Rashi adds, however, like Kiso Harishon, Uva Hasheni B'lo Kiso Shneim Chayavin. If the first owner did not cover the pit, and the second owner did not cover it either, both were chayiv because they both knew that the pit was uncovered. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding verishin ad'imas mifter. Until when does the first owner remain potter? Rav says, b'chdei sheyada. He's potter for the amount of time that it takes for him to return and realize that the pit was uncovered. Shmuel says, b'chdei sheyedi'uhu. He's potter only for a shorter time that it takes for others to notify him that the pit is uncovered, even if he does not actually return to the pit. B'yechanan says, b'chdei sheyedi'uhu v'yiskur pa'ilim v'yichris arazim yechesenu. He's potter for even a longer time that it takes for others to notify him and for him to then hire workers who will cut down trees and build a cover. However, the second owner is not given the time to build the cover because, as Rashi explains, he should have placed guards near the pit until the workers build the cover because he knew that the pit was uncovered. The Mishnah continues, Kiso kuro b'nafal teche shara chamara meis potter. If the owner covered his pit properly, but the cover disintegrated on its own, and then an ox animal fell in and died, he is potter because this was an einus accidental. However, like kiso kuro b'nafal teche shara chamara meis chayef. If he did not cover the pit properly, and an animal fell in and died, he is chayef because he was peshea negligent. The Gemara asks, Ibai lehu. If the owner covered the pit with a lid that can only support oxen, but not camels, the camels came, stepped on the lid, and weakened it. The oxen then stepped on the lid and fell and then died. Is the owner chayev or potter? The Gemara elaborates and explains. There is no question in the case of the shchichi gemalim, because pesheyahu, if camels are common to this area, the owner is definitely chayev, because this was not a proper covering, since it was sure to be weakened by the camels. There's also no question if the leishchichi gemalim, because anasu, if camels are not common to this area, the owner is definitely potter, because this was a proper covering, since it was not meant to be weakened by camels. The question is only where the asu leprakim. Camels sometimes come to this area. Do we say, kivin aslan prakim pesheyahu, the boile asuke daite? He's considered a pesheya and therefore chayev because he should have realized that camels might come to the pit. Or we say, kivin the hashta miyas leka onesu. He's considered an einis and therefore potter because there were currently no camels in the area. The Gemara first attempts to bring a proof from the reisha of the Mishnah. Kiso kuro v'nafal teich asher chamar umeis potter. This cannot refer to kuro l'shvarim or kuro l'gmalim, a strong cover that was able to support both camels and oxen because heichanafal. If so, how did the ox fall in? Therefore, we must say the Mishnah refers to even Karola Shvarim, v'loi Karola Gemalim, and this cannot refer to the Shchichi Gemalim, because Amai Potter, Peshehu, he ought to be Chayev, nor can this refer to the Leishchichi Gemalim, because Pshita Anusu itself understood that he's Potter. Therefore, this must refer to the Asim Leprakim, v'asu Gemalim v'arruha, v'asu Shvarim v'naflubei. And even so, the Mishnah rules Potter, because Kivin the Hashta Leka Anusu. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. The Mishnah can refer even to Karola Shvarm or Karola Gemalim. And the ox fell in because Shehesliya Mitaychai, the cover disintegrated on its own. The Gemara then attempts to bring proof from the Seifa of the Mishnah. Like Yiso Karo, B'Novel Teich Asherach, Amar Meis Chayev. The Mishnah cannot refer to Like Karola Shvarm, for Like Karola Gemalim, a weak cover that was not able to support neither camels nor oxen because Pshita de Chayev. Therefore, the Mishnah must refer to Karola Shvarm, for Like Karola Gemalim. And idish chichi gemalim peshehu, vidalish chichi gemalim anesu. Therefore, we must say dasin leprakim, vasa gemalim baruho, vasa shvarm benaflubei. And even so, the Mishnah rules chayim because given the asin leprakim peshehu di ibayla suke daite. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. The Mishnah can refer to even chichi gemalim, and even though peshehu and pshita de chayim. However, I did the Nasav Reshi Kiso Kuro, Nasav Seva Nami Loik Kiso Kuro. The Seva mentioned the halacha regarding Loik Kiso Kuro because the Reshi already mentioned the halacha regarding Kiso Kuro. The Gemara mentions a second version of this question. Ikeda Amri, Ha Nami Vadi Loi Bailon. If the camel's weakened the cover, there's no question, and he's definitely chayv, because kiven the aslan prok and peshehu the boy lasu kedaite. However, the question is as follows: kiso kisvish yochalam b'fnei shvar ve'enu yochalam b'fnei gemalim. The owner covered the pit with a lid that can support only oxen, but not camels. Ve'shchichi gemalim ve'sli mitoichay mahu. And camels are common to this area. However, the camels did not weaken the cover. Rather, the cover disintegrated on its own be'ainis, and an ox fell in and died. Is the owner chayav a potter? Do we say migad have a peshe itzla gemalim have a peshe namil in hasla? Since he's a peshe regarding camels who would fall through this cover, he's also considered a peshe if the cover disintegrated be'ainis. Or loyam min amigui. He's not considered a peshe regarding hasla because it was be'ainis. The Gemara attempts to bring proof from both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah, which remains inconclusive as before, and concludes with a proof from a Braisa. Naval teich esher cheres shaita b'katan suma u'mahalach balayla chayef. If a person did not properly cover his pit, and an ox fell in that was either deaf, insane, a minor, or blind, or the ox was a pekeach, normal, but it fell in during the night, he is chayef because lo yiboy li yune mezel. The ox was not able to see where it was walking. However, pekech u'mahalach bayayim pater. If the ox was a pekech that fell in during the day, he is pater because the boyle liyune mezel. The ox was able to see where it was walking. The Gemara now asks, why is he pater in the second case? Name him the have b'sheila in echeresh, have anan b'sheila in pekeach. If he was a pesheh regarding an ox that was not pekech, for not properly covering the pit, he should also be considered a pesheh regarding an ox that was a pekech, and he should be chayef. It must be because we don't consider this migui, and likewise regarding Hasla, he remains potter.